If you're not listening to the Smoke World Podcast, you're wasting your time, you mortal. What's up, folks? Welcome to another episode of Smoke World. I'm your host, Stone. So go grab that stick. Go grab a glass, whatever you're drinking. Let's sit back and have that conversation. You can follow me on Instagram at Smoke World Podcast and the email stone@smokeworldpodcast.com. And the website, folks. You know, I get excited when I talk about the website because there are a lot of things that's going to be coming to the website. Smokeworldpodcast.com is the website. Folks, what is going on? I'm excited. I'm still hyped up. Just got done with the PCA 2022. Yo, it was a bomb. I'm not going to lie. Folks, I know a lot of times you hear these stories about different events, but listen, it was an amazing time. Met some great people. Got some great cigars. So if there's any opportunity for you out there to ever go, if you know a retailer and they can get a pass for you, I would encourage you to go out there and do it. It was the bomb. Great time. That's all I got to say about it. So this podcast, I'm giving you a little recap of everything the best I can. I was down there trying to take some photos and do video. It was so much going on, folks. You know, if you're on Instagram, I'm pretty sure you've seen PCA 2022 Las Vegas. You've seen it in one way, one fashion, or another. You have experienced what it was like visually, okay? Not saying you were there, but visually via picture or video, you got to kind of see what was going on. So I was able to record a couple little snippet conversations, and I'm going to kind of play that this particular podcast because I got some other stuff coming up in the future. I got some interviews. I got Stolen Throne. I've got some information, important information, really from the PCA. You know, a lot of us who smoke cigars really don't know too much about the PCA. What is the PCA? The Premium Cigar Association. But what does that mean to the average consumer? Probably pretty much, I hate to say, nothing. But maybe that needs to change. So long story short, coming up on the podcast, I'm going to have the individuals. We had a meeting down there with the PCA, and I kind of had the opportunity to record that setting. And they kind of go over a lot about what they do and some of the struggles and fights that they're dealing with just so we can enjoy what we enjoy. So let me get to a couple little snippets. I'm talking a lot. You know, I'm still geeked up, looking in my bag of cigars to see what I got. A lot of companies never heard of before. Some, obviously, the main ones, the mainstreams, they were down there. But a lot of new companies. And I was impressed with this one company. I'm just going to say this. That stick, the cigar he had, that was a banger. That's street vernacular. For those who don't know what banger means, it's awesome. AKA, it was an awesome smoke. So, here, I got to meet one of my guests. And that was the thing with going down here to the PCA. A lot of these people I spoke to via phone, but never met in person. Actually, some of them been a guest on my podcast and never met them in person. So here was an opportunity for me to meet a lot of these individuals in person. So here's a few snips. I want you to enjoy. Go grab your stick and a glass of whatever you're drinking. And maybe you start your own conversation. Okay? So sit back. I'll check you out on the other side. All right, folks, here at the PCA, we're in line. I'm here with my man Joey from the Mobile Cigar Lounge. I don't really recall why we're in line to get Joey. Joey, first of all, I'm going to say, good to see you in person, my brother. Nice to meet you. Why are we in line again, Joe?
Yo, what's up, my brother? First off, thank you so much. Great seeing you. So we're here for the Fuente Friday, sponsored by Carlito. He has a really cool cigar that he made specifically for this event. Super excited to check it out and hear what he's got to say. But we're just here in line. I think we're number, maybe let's say 15.
I think that's bad counting. That's bad counting. I think we got way more than 15 in front of us. Introduce the crew, man. So tell me who we got with your crew. Who's here?
Hey, so I got my boy here, Miley. So, Miley, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
OK. Okay, Molly's real shy. All right.
Al, over here. Hey, how you doing?
All right, so fellas, I'm starting with Al, since Al started last. Al, so second day, first day in Vegas?
First full day.
Okay, so how's your experience been so far?
It's another city that doesn't sleep. I guess we don't either.
Is that good or bad?
It's good. It's good. It's good. I'm tired.
Sleepy, all right. We're going to leave him alone. He's sleepy. Yeah, he's all right. Sleepy. How about you, bro? He's sleepy. He needed a nap.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're here having a great time in a great place. It's always a pleasure coming back to Las Vegas. Good people, good cigars, and good times ahead. So we're really excited to enjoy this event and the PCA in general and, be here to network and meet new and great people in the industry.
All right, now I got to ask this question. Okay, I didn't ask. What's your role in the business here with the Mobile Cigar Lounge? What's your role here?
Executioner of operations. COO.
Okay. I handle a lot of the onboarding for our new personnel, as well as AAR, so after action reviews for events that are done, just making sure we're taking care of our customers.
Oh, man, it's like a corporation, man. What a minute, man. Joey holding out. Well, this is a corporation. They got CFOs, HR. Yeah. Well, listen, fellas, I appreciate it. Thank you. Just wanted to get a quick little behind-the-scenes snippet. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, my man. Peace out and smoke them often.
All right. My man Joey and his crew from the Mobile Cigar Lounge. So check him out if you haven't already checked him out. Joey has a nice little setup where if you're doing weddings, events, they come out, they set everything up, they make some moves. So check him out on IG. It's the Mobile Cigar Lounge. Now, this next group of individuals, some young ladies. It's an interesting group. Okay, so me and my man, we're walking around the PCA. This place is huge. We're walking around, and all of a sudden, these two girls, we find out later, Dominican, pretty girls, they come up to us, and like, hey, what you guys doing? And I'm thinking to myself, okay, everything looks like everything. We're doing what everybody else is doing. Walking around, conversating, smoking cigars, and bullshitting. Bottom line, let's keep it real. Let's keep it real. So it's like, you need to follow us and come with us. So I'm from the hood. So I'm suspicious. I don't care if I'm at the PCA or not. Suspect comes up like, yo, follow y'all where? Like, what are we talking about? Follow y'all. Two pretty girls, back in the day, this was a play. This was a setup. Get the girls, they like, oh, yeah, come over to my house. Come on over. Next thing you know, you go over there, you get robbed. So my brain was thinking like that. I'm like, okay, follow y'all where? Where are we going? Oh, you're going to come to my booth and check out our cigars. I'm like, all right, well, we walk around. Maybe we eventually get to your booth, whatever the booth number that is. Those numbers don't hold no water to a consumer down there because those booths are not like addresses. They don't match up anything. It's not like 122. And then 123 is next to it. So it's not like that. Nonetheless, we go, and it turned out to be some wonderful, wonderful group of people. So here's a little excerpt, because I said I got to record this because you guys are funny. So here's a little snippet of our conversation in reference to the cigar game. She chased me down.
I'm a believer, don't say that.
Cordial Cigars. She's going to introduce herself. Tell me where you're at. Tell me where you're from. It's not going to be a lot, but let's start with your name.
So my name is Lorene. I'm originally from the Dominican Republic. We're here in Las Vegas in the cigar trade show. This is actually our first year here. We're here promoting our cigars. We offer premium, high-quality cigars to our clients. We have our headquarters in Clifton, New Jersey. We push our brand a lot, Cordial Cigars, but we also do have other cigars in the store. We actually manufacture and make our own cigars. We have our plantation and our factory in Santiago Tamboril. We also offer our clients that they want to push their own brand. We you send us what type of cigars, what kind of blend. We sample it. We can make it for you. We also have the ability. If you see all of our boxes and all of our rings and all that, we do all that in Dominican Republic.
Nice. Okay, so now you said it's the first PCA show. So for those who are listening, So what's your take on everything? Are you having a good time? Have you been meeting some nice people?
Yes. I am having a great time. I like cigars. Cigars are very nice, relaxing, and the people that smoke it are nice people. They're like people of value, you know.
That's what I'm saying. I saw you. You saw me. I said, "Hey." You said, "Hey." Yeah. I thought you was gonna rob me, though. I thought that was gonna be the case. So, ladies, gentlemen who are listening, they came up to us. Her and what's your girlfriend's name?
Stephanie
came up to us. I thought they was gonna set us up. I said, "Uh-oh." They said, "Follow us to our house." I said, "Whoa, this is kind of weird." I thought they was going to take us over to the house, take our cigars, duct tape us. But they are beautiful girls. They didn't do that. They got a great cigar. So this is the 50th anniversary.
Yeah, the 50th anniversary, yes.
This is nice.
Yeah,
this is nice.
7 year age.
7 years.
Yeah, 7 year age. But it's nice and it's smooth.
And how long have you been smoking cigars?
For about like 5 years.
I need to check your ID. Okay. I need to check her ID because she looks like she's about 19. Which is not a bad thing, but she's smoking a cigar. What are you smoking? The same thing I'm smoking, right?
Yeah, same thing you're smoking.
Okay. So now let's talk about the lounge a little bit up there in Jersey. Mm-hmm. So you're in Paterson, New Jersey.
In Clifton.
Clifton, New Jersey. I'm sorry.
We're right next to Paterson.
Okay. So you're in Clifton, New Jersey. How long has the lounge been open?
Stephanie, the store has been open for how long now? Like six?
Since 2018?
2017.
Come on, get close. Come on. Okay. Now Stephanie's the one with the camera. She's got the camera. She's doing videos. Making
creating
things happen,
yes.
Absolutely. Now, do you smoke cigars?
I smoke, you know.
That means no. Okay.
I'm still a newbie. I think that cigars are an acquired taste, so I'm acquiring the taste. I'm starting in the beginning with flavors, and then I'm going to transition into, you know, flavorless.
Okay, so now you say you're the daughter.
I'm the daughter, yes.
You're the daughter, so that should be an interesting experience. So tell me a little bit about the history of what you grew up watching. Learning, hearing.
Okay, so I think that like when I first graduated high school, my dad started doing cigars. So it taught me, like, I transitioned from high school to college and then went right into the business. So I've learned so much about running your own business, how much work it is, but it's a very rewarding experience because I can do everything.
Okay.
If I would work anywhere else, I can do the marketing, I could do the financing, I could do the accounting, I can do everything.
Right,
so it's been a very rewarding experience, and you know, I get to work with my dad. So
yeah, sometimes good and bad. You know,
you get to bust your ass.
Yeah,
your
that's
your
true.
Family.
But then anybody be hollering at you, cursing you out. You see, somebody else can't do that.
Yeah.
Only dad, only a parent can do certain things.
Exactly.
Like, didn't I tell you to do such and such?
Because
I'm quitting. Oh no, you ain't quitting. You can't really quit. You can't do none of that.
Preparing for this, I've had the most hectic week, and I wouldn't do it for anyone else, just my dad.
Okay. So how long has the company been in existence now?
In business, I think since 2012.
2012?
Yeah, 2012.
Okay.
Yeah. So we started with just doing distribution. So we distribute to different liquor stores, stuff like that, and then we transitioned into having a brick-and-mortar store, and then finally an online store.
Nice. So if someone's interested, how can they get in contact with you guys? Is the website?
So we have Cody Cigars on Instagram, on all social media platforms, and then we have CodyCigars.com, and then our email is CodyCigarsNJ@gmail.com.
So what would you want to leave the people with? Because again, I told them that I thought you was going to rob us. So again, I already told that story. So the folks who are listening, what would you want to leave them with to let them know what about the cigar?
You can tell us better than I can. What do you think of our cigar? That's what I'll leave them with.
Right now, the cigar is nice and smooth, very flavorful. Construction's great construction. I'm impressed.
I'm
a fan so far. I'm definitely a fan. I'm just getting started, but right now I'm a fan.
Are you a bigger fan of the fact that we didn't rob you or the cigar?
A combination. To be honest with you, since we're talking honestly, I'm happy it's a combination.
Okay, good.
I'm not sure because, you know, I ain't leave yet.
Okay.
It's still a possibility that the robbery could still take place.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But at this moment, the cigar is a banger. I love a cigar. Again, I'm not duct taped yet, so I still.
I don't know if Lorraine told you that. That cigar, it was launched as a celebration of my dad turning 50. He turned 50
last week.
I mean, not last week. Last year in September. So that cigar was in celebration of that.
Nice.
That's a whole party to celebrate.
We ain't
get invited.
Wow, we ain't get invited.
Now,
that's cool.
You guys are definitely invited to his 51.
51.
I don't care about 51.
61? You're going to wait 10 years?
No, I ain't trying to wait 10 years. But if you have 51, I'm down. But most people don't have 51. They're like, I'm 51. Yeah. Nobody cares.
I mean, my dad celebrates life every day. So.
Okay, I'm rocking with y'all then.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to be at the lounge?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Cool. Thank you. All right, so now what do you want to leave with the folks? What do you want to tell the people about yourself, about the company? What is that you want to leave them with?
So, actually, Corio's, he's been in business since 2012, but actually his family, he grew up into the cigar and the tobacco family. So it's something like, you know, he's carrying forward. I encourage you guys to try our cigars just because I've been around, I've seen a lot of good cigars, and we offer quality, which is very, very important. Throughout the years of Corio launching his cigar brand, I have not seen anybody complain. A lot of people really, really like it. We've started from referrals, and everybody seems to like the cigar just because we put a lot of work and a lot of quality in it.
Okay.
You know, and I think that's important.
Absolutely. Is there anything that can folks follow you guys personally or?
Yeah, of course.
What's your social media?
My social media is St. Lorraine with two E's. Like St. Lawrence, but St. Lorraine, L-A-U-R-E-E-N.
Okay, because you know people with the public school, so you might have to spell it.
Yeah,
you know, so you might have to spell it all out.
Yeah.
Spell it all out for them.
So St. S-A-I-N-T, Lorraine, L-A-U-R-E-E-N, underscore, underscore.
Well, you know what? Thank you for sitting down having this little conversation with me. I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you for taking your time and sitting and trying our cigar and interviewing us.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Folks, what can I say? A lovely, lovely group of people. That's mostly what the PCA experience was about. But don't get me wrong. There was a few companies that kind of looked a little, you don't belong in here type thing. That's the vibe I got. Like they was King Jaffe, ruler of Zamunda, and the man is beneath me. And so is his daughter. Yeah, if you can, I ain't going to put him on blast. I should, but I'm not going to put him on blast. You went to their booth. They kind of ignored you. They look at you like, yeah, all right, what are you doing here? If you ain't spending a whole bunch of money, get to stepping. Okay, I can respect that to some degree. But 99% of the people or the 99% of the business and companies and vendors were friendly. Were of great conversation. Again, a few. Just saying, people, was on that bull right there. But nonetheless, again, it was a great time. I'm trying to really, you know, describe and convey what the PCA was all about. Obviously, it's for the retailers to bring cigars to you as the customer. So they had a lot of new stuff that they were releasing. I haven't even started trying to dig into those bags of all the new stuff. I want to kind of smoke that and see what we come up with, what's the thought process, what's the opinion of the smoke. So I kind of want to share that with you guys the best way I can. And shout out to Rabbit A3. They sent a rabbit in for me to review. So stay tuned for that. That will be video. That's right. Video. Something you can see. La 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 la. Well, there you go. I'm bugging out. I'm still jet lagged, maybe. Anyway, folks, listen. Follow me on Instagram at Smoke World Podcast. Email stone@smokeworldpodcast.com. And the website. Keep your eyes open. It's about to blow up, baby. SmokeWorldPodcast.com. Listen, I got some more stuff coming to you from the PCA. Stay tuned. Don't forget to tell your friend, to tell his friend, tell her friend, tell your cousin, tell your uncles. Okay? Subscribe, share, like, do all that kind of stuff. Okay, folks? Appreciate you listening. We'll check you out on the other side. Peace.